Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Six-year NFL veteran Doran Dickerson, also of 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Doran, thanks for taking a couple minutes, man.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
We're good. I'm sure we're doing a lot better than you have been over the previous 24 hours and change with all the moves and all the interactions and trying to wrap your mind around what happened with Antonio Brown. So first blush, when you either saw it Saturday night, if you're a late partier, or Sunday morning, what were your thoughts?
Hey, I was just kind of like, wow. And you know, all the reactions are what really sparked my mind, and seeing people's reactions, different sides. You know, some guys were for Antonio Brown. Some people were against it. Did he get his way? Yes. Did he win? I believe so. They got a third-round pick in return, a third-round and a fifth-round pick. So I believe Antonio Brown is the winner in this situation, and it is kind of crazy how this all went down. If you want to go all the way back to week 17, him not showing up. They said he's a quitter and dyeing his hair, his mustache, and that's all crazy on social media. And now to see him getting a new contract with the Raiders and what the Steelers got for it, it's kind of crazy to see that Antonio Brown won this situation.
Was there no chance for him to come back? I mean, how bad was it, Doran, with him in his relationship with his teammates in Pittsburgh?
I think it's pretty bad. You know, at the time, I was like, there's no chance that he wants to come back. If I was running the team personally, I would have tried to mend the fences and sit everybody down and say, hey, we have a chance to, make it to another AFC championship game if we figure it out together. We're grown men. Ben, we're grown men. Anthony, we're grown men. Colbert, Mike Tomlin, let's all sit down and figure this out. But I don't think Antonio wanted to. I think he wanted a fresh start. He wanted a new contract, and he wanted out of Pittsburgh, and that's what he got.
Is this advancement for player empowerment, or does it only matter if you're at the top, the creme de la creme, the superstar athlete?
I think it's for the superstar athlete, but it's definitely changing. I think he's changing the game. There's going to be guys that are going to go to a new contract, and they're up for new contracts and say, hey, I want this, and that, or I'm not playing, or, this, and that, or I'm a dumb dude, this, and that. So I do think that it's going to change a little bit. It's a crazy time, and it's crazy how Antonio Brown went about it and how it might affect the future of the NFL and contracts.
How tough is it for guys to play with Big Ben? I mean, he's obviously went on the record and talked about how Ben kind of acts like he's an owner and calls guys out and things like that. Is it as bad as Antonio made it out to seem, or made it out to be, rather?
I've never personally had the chance to really play with Ben for a whole season, but from looking from the outside and being a former player and hearing things, he doesn't show up, doesn't put in the extra work. He doesn't show up early, doesn't leave late. He's not that guy to put in the extra work, but the results are on the field. And he's one of the best quarterbacks. He'll be a first ballot Hall of Fame in my eyes. But, whenever guys are putting in extra work every day and showing up and doing the extra stuff and Ben isn't, I think that rubs some guys the wrong way. And that's kind of what I see from the outside. If I was one of his teammates, I'm like, hey, only way we'll win together is if we put in the extra work together, is if we show up on time together, if we stay after and do the things that are necessary for us to make it to the next level, for us to make it to AFC championship games and Super Bowls. And if your main guy's not doing it, then that's a bad sign.
He's former NFL tight end Doran Dickerson here on 92.3 The Fan. He's with 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. So you've made that transition into the media game. When you see or when you hear Big Ben on your station there at 93.7 doing some of the media rounds and doing his weekly show that he does, that I know everyone involved in Pittsburgh media then transcribes and takes to heart, how do you as a former player feel about players going on radio stations and making those type of statements and sometimes being not very nice about throwing down players?
There's just a certain code. And playing, even in college, there's just a certain code that you go by, and you don't throw anybody under the bus. You don't give anybody any ammo to really talk about your team or cause a conflict between your team. So I was really shocked when Ben said that on his radio show, especially to a player that I kind of compare those two. I used to, those two as Jerry Rice and Joe Montana, or Jerry Rice and Steve Young. So that's the level that those two are at, and I always thought that there would be a code between those two great players, but obviously there wasn't, and I wasn't for it, and you don't really want to throw anybody under the bus because you guys are all there to win. You guys are all there to play together, and if you have conflict between your team and your teammates, you're not going to win, and it showed. They didn't make the playoffs. You know, they're relying on you guys, the Browns, to get into the playoffs, and that's just not where they wanted to be.
You know, Doran, when you look at the upcoming season here, a lot of people have picked the Browns as a trendy pick to win the division. I'm not ready to crown the Browns yet. I think they got a lot of talent, but they've got a lot to prove. I still think that the Steelers are the team to beat because they've got Big Ben. And now, I mean, who knows? Maybe the Antonio Brown situation is addition by subtraction. You know, they won't have these distractions anymore, and maybe Juju takes that next step to being a legitimate number one wide receiver. Where do you come out? Are you optimistic on the Steelers for the season, even though you've lost two of your best players?
I'm coming in. I'm 50-50 right now. I'm more optimistic about the Browns. I mean, I love what they're doing with Baker, their defense. I like Kitchen as a head coach. I think they're making all the right moves for them to compete for the division. I'm very optimistic about the Cleveland Browns this year for sure. With the Steelers, you know, it's not always greener on the other side for the fans and for the team. Maybe for Antonio, I don't know. It's yet to see. But Juju Smith-Schuster is going to be the number one receiver this year. He's going into his third year. He's never had the opportunity to be the number one guy, to be the main guy. That comes with more than just running routes. That comes with more than just having receiving yards. You're going to get double teams. You're going to get all these different defenses thrown at you. You're going to be the main guy. So if he can overcome the double teams that Antonio Brown used to overcome, then maybe they do have a chance. But having Antonio Brown on the other side of you is the biggest compliment you could ever have in your life because it frees you up. So he's not going to have that this coming year, and it's going to be a tough challenge. So I'm really 50-50 with the Steelers at this point. They need to make some offseason moves as soon as possible, as soon as the period opens up. So I'm really 50-50.
Le'Veon Bell just tweeted out about an hour ago, he's so torn right now, and then ... decisions. I mean, a lot of people putting him in that Raiders uniform and throwing him next to Antonio Brown. Where do you see Le'Veon Bell ending up when it's all said and done?
I definitely see him in the Raiders uniform. And I know John Gruden, he loves his offensive weapons. He already got his number one in Antonio Brown. I'm going to see what they're going to do in the draft. We're all going to see if they even draft a quarterback. If they don't, then Derek Carr will be their guy. But I know that John Gruden loves weapons. And Le'Veon Bell is the most dynamic weapon we've seen in the last 6 years. I know he didn't play last year, but the years that he did play, he was so dynamic. He changed the whole defensive scheme. I mean, whenever he was in the backfield, you had to put guys in the box. Whenever he was at receiver, you know, he's going to win the one-on-one matchups on safeties and linebackers. He just creates a whole other dynamic to your offense, and John Gruden likes that. So my first bet will be the Raiders, and they have some money to spend, so I would take a chance on Le'Veon Bell if I was the Raiders.
What's the expectations for Juju now that he doesn't have Antonio Brown?
It's going to be tough. He's going to be the guy. You're going to look at him. He's going to get so many different targets a game, probably 10-plus targets a game. And like I said earlier, you know, he's going to get double-teamed. That's hard to go against as a young receiver. You haven't had a chance to really experience that throughout your career thus far in Juju Smith-Schuster. So let's see who they put on the other side of him. Is it going to be James Washington? Are they going to draft a receiver in one of the top rounds? It's going to be a lot tougher than it looks, but you do have a Hall of Fame quarterback that will help you through and navigate through the season. I hope that they come out on the winning end every single game, but it's going to be really tough for Juju Smith-Schuster.
Doran Dickerson here on 92.3 The Fan. Doran, has Big Ben won his last AFC North title?
That's a good question. If he wins another one, it has to be this year because obviously he's not getting any younger. But like I said, man, I am so optimistic about the Cleveland Browns. I do think they have a lot going on. They're really starting to align every single thing they've been doing over the past years. I love Dorsey. I love Kitchens. And, I mean, who doesn't love Baker Mayfield? His grit, his leadership. I mean, he has all the qualities to be a top-tier quarterback. So if Ben has a chance to win another one, it has to be this year because he ain't getting any younger.
All right, stack them for me then. Go AFC North and stack where you think the Browns and the Steelers and the Ravens and even the Bengals fit into play here.
Cool, man. So the Ravens got rid of Joe Flacco. He went to Denver. And so Lamar Jackson's your guy. I see them. I see Cincinnati last with a new head coach.
Mm-hmm.
I see the Ravens fourth. and it's a toss up between the Steelers and the Browns. I'm from Pittsburgh. I'm talking to the Cleveland Station right now, but it's a toss up.
Doran,
you just made a
business decision right there, is what you did. I get it. It's okay. You can go down that road. I'll be all right with that one. Doran Dickerson here. It's funny to me though. The idea that it can be so unequivocally in so many different directions, and some of the names that we've seen, Matt Miller, Reggie Bush, Brian Billick, Nate Burleson, all have the Browns, you know, shifting and having the advantage in this division over 48 hours. Where, to be honest, Browns didn't do anything. You know, they made a move Friday, but it was really just watching the Steelers find their answer with Antonio Brown, and then watching the Ravens see a bunch of defenders walk away. Doran.
Yeah, I think that the Browns don't really have to do anything at this point. You know, their running back situation is kind of solidified. Maybe an offensive lineman here and there. I really don't think they have to do much. They just have to figure out what their identity is this year. Moving forward, new head coach. You got to figure out who you are, what you want to be as a Cleveland Brown. And having Kitchens, having Dorsey, and having Baker Mayfield, I believe that they could figure it out together. And they can lead that team to winning a lot of games next year. And they compete. You know that Baker Mayfield's going to compete every game. He's going to bring the morale up around him every single game to compete at his level. And that's what you need for a leader, and that's what you need at the quarterback position. So I don't think they really need to make any moves at this point.
Doran, is there fire under the seat of Mike Tomlin right now or no?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think there's a nice little brewing fire going on that he has to win. I mean, you can't not make the playoffs this year. You have to go deep into the playoffs. You have to make a run for it this year. Last year was unacceptable, especially here in the city of Pittsburgh, the fans, even the players, the franchise, everything. It was just very unacceptable the way that the season ended. So I do think that his seat's a little bit hot. His game management situations, I think that he needs to figure out somebody to be in the booth to make sure his game management situations are better. Just a little things like that, but his feet is definitely heating up a little bit, in my opinion.
Doran Dickerson, former NFL tight end, now with 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Great stuff, man. We do appreciate you giving us a couple minutes, and hopefully we catch up with you down the road.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. Good talking to you.
Thanks so much. Doran.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.